Вы услышите высказывания людей в семи различных ситуациях. Ответьте на вопросы по содержанию высказываний, выбрав один из предложенных вариантов ответа. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, обозначающую ответ, который вам кажется наиболее верным. Вы услышите каждое высказывание дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a woman talking about a sport she is involved in. Why is the sport not more popular? 1. The media tend to ignore it. 2. Her team rarely wins any matches. 3. Young people aren't interested in it.
More and more women are playing football these days, and at my club there are lots of girls who want to get involved. The biggest problem is that newspapers and the TV just don't pay us any attention. I'm sure there's an audience out there for a successful team like ours, but they never get to see us.
Now you will hear situation one again.
More and more women are playing football these days, and at my club there are lots of girls who want to get involved. The biggest problem is that newspapers and the TV just don't pay us any attention. I'm sure there's an audience out there for a successful team like ours, but they never get to see us.
Situation 2. You will hear a radio commercial for a hotel. What is special about it? 1. The rooms are very cheap. 2. The food is very good. 3. The facilities are very impressive.
Tired of camping or staying in a caravan because a hotel is just too expensive? Now you too can enjoy comfort and service. Poundmaster Hotel is a new concept in hotels. Within easy walking distance of some of the best restaurants in town, Poundmaster gives you a basic hotel experience at a price you won't believe. We're able to do this because we know that you don't want the swimming pools, the saunas, and the hairdressing salons you might find in some hotels. We give you exactly what you do need to enjoy a good night's sleep.
Now you will hear situation two again.
Tired of camping or staying in a caravan because a hotel is just too expensive? Now you too can enjoy comfort and service. Poundmaster Hotel is a new concept in hotels. Within easy walking distance of some of the best restaurants in town, Poundmaster gives you a basic hotel experience at a price you won't believe. We're able to do this because we know that you don't want the swimming pools, the saunas, and the hairdressing salons you might find in some hotels. We give you exactly what you do need to enjoy a good night's sleep.
Situation 3. You will hear a man talking about a decision by his local town council. How does the man feel about it? 1. He disapproves of it. 2. He is indifferent to it. 3. He approves of it.
By deciding to build the sports centre outside town, the council are making clear their commitment to developing the surrounding area. The increased tourism will be a big boost to local people, and it avoids the increase in traffic that building it in the town centre would have caused.
Now you will hear situation 3 again.
By deciding to build the sports centre outside town, the council are making clear their commitment to developing the surrounding area. The increased tourism will be a big boost to local people, and it avoids the increase in traffic that building it in the town centre would have caused.
Situation 4. You will hear a woman talking to a colleague. What is the problem with his work? 1. He often arrives late. 2. He often leaves early. 3. He takes long breaks during the day.
Ah, Vincent, just the man I wanted to see. I know you're on your lunch break, but it won't take a minute. I don't want to make a big issue out of this, but it's about your timekeeping. You know I have to leave each day in the afternoon to go and see what's happening in the other office, and I don't want any more reports of you disappearing at 4:30. Do I make myself quite clear? Now, please, don't be late back after lunch.
Now you will hear Situation 4 again.
Ah, Vincent, just the man I wanted to see. I know you're on your lunch break, but it won't take a minute. I don't want to make a big issue out of this, but it's about your timekeeping. You know I have to leave each day in the afternoon to go and see what's happening in the other office, and I don't want any more reports of you disappearing at 4:30. Do I make myself quite clear? Now, please, don't be late back after lunch.
Situation 5. You will hear a man talking about his hobby. What does he enjoy about it? 1. Creating something beautiful. 2. Spending time on his own. 3. Displaying his things in galleries.
I've been painting for a few months now, and I enjoy it a lot, although you won't see my pictures for sale in a gallery any time soon. There's a lot of satisfaction in making something that's attractive. You have to learn to rely on your own judgment about a picture while you're working, because no two people see things in the same way. When you finish, though, it's rewarding when somebody else says that they like what you've done.
Now you will hear Situation 5 again.
I've been painting for a few months now, and I enjoy it a lot, although you won't see my pictures for sale in a gallery any time soon. There's a lot of satisfaction in making something that's attractive. You have to learn to rely on your own judgment about a picture while you're working, because no two people see things in the same way. When you finish, though, it's rewarding when somebody else says that they like what you've done.
Situation 6. You will hear a woman talking about a recent accident. What was unexpected? 1. The other driver's reaction. 2. The policeman's reaction. 3. Her own reaction.
Well, I was driving along the road, not far from home actually, when this idiot just pulled out right in front of me. I didn't have any time to react and went into the side of his car. He was very apologetic and admitted that it was his fault. I always thought that I'd panic in a situation like that, or get really angry, but to my surprise I was actually quite calm. The police arrived about 15 minutes later and took everyone's details, and then I went on my way, half an hour late for work.
Now you will hear Situation 6 again.
Well, I was driving along the road, not far from home actually, when this idiot just pulled out right in front of me. I didn't have any time to react and went into the side of his car. He was very apologetic and admitted that it was his fault. I always thought that I'd panic in a situation like that, or get really angry, but to my surprise I was actually quite calm. The police arrived about 15 minutes later and took everyone's details, and then I went on my way, half an hour late for work.
Situation 7. You will hear a man's opinion on whether 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. What does he think about it? 1. He disapproves of the idea. 2. He supports the idea. 3. He is uncertain about it.
The argument goes that you're grown up at 16 and you're old enough to know what you want. So why shouldn't you be able to vote for the government you want? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because you don't have the maturity to make a sensible choice at that age. You're still discovering a lot about the world and about other people. And that kind of important decision should be left in the hands of adults.
Now you will hear Situation 7 again.
The argument goes that you're grown up at 16 and you're old enough to know what you want. So why shouldn't you be able to vote for the government you want? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because you don't have the maturity to make a sensible choice at that age. You're still discovering a lot about the world and about other people. And that kind of important decision should be left in the hands of adults.